It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Because language change.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hi, Ann.
Hello, Rena.
So we're talking this morning because?
We're talking about because as a preposition, which is new and hit the news this week. It appeared in The Atlantic Online on Tuesday in an article by Megan Garber called English Has a New Preposition Because Internet. And there are people who aren't yet comfortable with that because internet. But this use is happening where you get because plus a noun or because plus an adjective. And linguists have started studying it to figure out what's going on with because becoming a preposition.
So the middle dropped out is what you're saying.
Well, something has changed. Because is traditionally a subordinating conjunction, so it requires a clause after it, as in, I'm late because I was watching videos on YouTube. Or it can be a compound preposition in something like, I'm late because of the traffic. But now, there are speakers and writers. This seems to have started on the internet in writing, but now people say it. I'm late because YouTube.
So it started on the internet.
From what we can tell, it started as an internet use, and linguists for a while were calling it because plus noun. But now you can do because plus adjective or because plus gerund. Let me give you a few examples. So you could say, I'm not going out because tired.
Well, this doesn't happen very often, does it? There's another one, slash.
Slash is another change that I've been tracking. I'm fascinated by this one. Students told me about this last winter, and they said, do you know what we're doing with slash? And I said, I have no idea. What are you doing? And they pointed out they're using slash the way you and I can use it, I think, which is I can say, I ran slash walked. That seems fine. Is that okay with you?
It works for me, sure.
Yeah. So one thing students are now doing is they use the slash between the thing that they should be doing compared with the thing that they're going to do. So an example they gave me was, I went to class slash caught up on Game of Thrones, which is they should have been paying attention to class. Instead, they were doing something on their computer. But then I was struck when they gave me this example, which was, I really love that hot dog place on Liberty Street slash, can we go there tomorrow? And I said, I can't do that. I can't use slash that way. And it's important to note that when they text that, they write it out, S-L-A-S-H. And they're using it as some kind of conjunction. It means following up on that or as an additional note. And that's how they're now using slash.
That's very different than and slash or.
It is. And that and slash or probably seems old-fashioned to them. This is a very new use of slash. I wrote about it at one point on the blog Lingua Franca, and it went viral, which might be the only time I write anything that goes viral.
Those whippersnappers. Well, it's time to go because time.
Well done, Rena.
Thanks, Anne. Have a good weekend.
You too, Rena.